Father, let the spirit of revival catch us up. Catch us up in a presence. The world longs, the church longs for a presence. Let it be birthed in this house. Let this be the nativity, the birthing place, the people that you've drawn here, the people that you've drawn from places, other states, places, and people that are watching in other places. Let's join together, Father, tributaries creating a stream of your presence to birth something in the earth, a presence that can be felt, experienced, that goes beyond. Jesus, glorify you, Jesus. Mandekere ol ach efrande iskiela mandekere sididi. Hai ekiach umba ste ifra. Ninskiti nonskata. You're not alone in this, says the Spirit of the Lord. You're not alone in this. Whether it be to you as an individual, or those who surrounded by family and friends, yet your individuality means more to me than all of the universe combined. And the things in your heart, the secret places that are desiring a place that you know exists, but you cannot describe it. And I have been coming to you, not only in this service, but in the days of recent, I've been coming to all who hear my voice now, soliciting from you a place where I can come and join myself to you with authority to birth this in the earth. And while I'm doing this, I'm examining and saying to you as an individual woman and as an individual man, the struggle, the fight, even the loneliness at times, even when you're surrounded by those who love you the most, no one can reach into your world except me, says the Spirit of the Lord. But I'm in there. I'm inside your world. Surely, as your thoughts are formulated, I'm before your thoughts. I anticipate them before they're ever created. And I'm going before you in places inside of you. Who does not know places that does not know how to rectify, to change the situation, the circumstances, or even go to the next level to fulfill. What is my call? What is my call? Some would say. Am I this? Am I that? Or I'm the other? But I say unto you, out of this place of intimacy, that I'm anticipating that the multitudes of your thoughts are established in me. For many seek to be a better father, a better husband, a better wife, a better individual. But I say unto you, don't seek better. Seek the best, which is just. The place in which I will lavish on you in a room. Come into this room. Come into this room. This room can only be occupied by the two of us. But out of this room, as I said, you'll go in and out. You'll find pastures. But out of this room, you'll go out. Your countenance will change. Your security will change. And even those that are not what would seem insecure will go to another place. How would you know another place until you've been there and tasted? How would you know another room exists of presence and peace until you've tasted? These times are for your introduction into these places. Makarese. Oh, ekratias, yes. Yes, sir. Many of you will spearhead this. You'll go far enough into this room and garner the jewels, the gems of presence and peace come out. Not only display them, but give them away to those who are fellow comrades and Christians. You'll take them to another place. Olamaso. And to the sinner and to those that are in the world. Melacresete. Even without words, the presence that you'll garner and pull out of this place will be unto them what they cannot find in places of the world. There's fathers. And mothers, family members, represented by those that are seated here and those that are listening. They need the Lord. They can't perish where they're at. They can't perish. Judgment's too long, hell's too long. The earth is waiting on us, the sons and daughters of God. So right in the middle of this prophecy, Lord, we call out. In the name of Jesus. Would you just, you don't have to say it out loud, but would you just whisper those names that are coming to you right now. Just whisper those names. They've got to be saved. They've got to have an experience before they go, before it's too late. Jesus. Jesus. Sustidia togres. Mondo quedes. Caresidia dana. Jesus. Manda kedesi diado. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 I'm just going to turn you over to the presence of the Lord. Presence has got to be the birthplace. Yes, that's why yesterday when I was just praying, and you know, we have our thoughts and then he has his, and so I was supposed to come in here, I thought, and break down all the different applications to prayer, and the Greek word is, and then the Greek word is, he's going to have to birth this. And birthing is not knowledge. Birthing is beyond knowledge. Watch myself. I go back into prophecy. But I would do it anyway if he said. Hallelujah, Jesus. So sit a bit. It's just a quarter till. And you want to go longer, that's fine. So make no apologies, we make, because those of you watching, this is what you're about too. That's all you want. That's all you want. That's why you're on this path. Oh. I don't think we'll have any service tonight because we've just been practicing presence anyway on Sunday night. So this is what we're doing here. It doesn't matter if it's now or then. We've been practicing, so. Sometimes this will give you a whole lot more than 5 hours of line upon line teaching. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Besides for that, it gives Harry a chance to stay in good shape, right? Let's just worship a little bit longer. Don't leave yet. Let's just magnify the Lord. And then when you get ready, thank you, Jesus. Not here for blessings.
just want you. So I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where it started. I open up my heart to you. Oh, I'm sorry when I've come with my agendas. I'm sorry and I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence, Jesus. I just want to sit here at
Lord, you